Fill your kitchen with everything you need at Harvey Norman, Newcastle and the Hunters cooking appliance specialists.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up Newcastle's best. Live and free, Triple M's Tanya and Steve.
Good morning and welcome to V-Day.
What? Well, they should be dancing in the streets. It's V-Day.
I know.
Victory, everyone.
I know. Well, it's Vaccine Day, Steve. Good to have you back for it.
Yeah, no, good to be back for it. You're the only time I hear about COVID and vaccines when I come to work.
I know.
No one else talks about it.
Well, they're certainly talking about it today.
Who is?
Well, people, because you'll be having to make your mind up whether you're going to have it or not.
You know where I stand with that. Don't you get me started, Tanya Wilkes.
What? Where do you stand?
Where are you standing?
Yeah. I've forgotten.
Where do you stand with it?
Well, no, it's your choice.
No, where do you stand? Are you going to get the vax?
I'm going to get it.
Well, you haven't obviously investigated it enough. Orange hair, arms growing out of your chest.
Oh, look.
You turn Nazi.
Did you?
It's horrible that there was a lot of anti-vaxxers at the tennis, I noticed.
Was it? There was a lot of anti-vaxxers everywhere on the weekend.
I'm surprised, to be honest.
Why?
I don't know, but then again, okay, if you see the group, it might, you know what I mean? I'm surprised there's that many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it about the vaccine or is it about the liberties?
You haven't listened to old man radio for a while then, have you?
I try to avoid cranky call-in radio.
Yeah. Talkback radio. Call in. Well, there's quite a few of them going, yep, mate of mine, he said you get rheumatoid arthritis as soon as you have the vaccine.
Rheumatoid. I'm just using this for my argument against you later in the show. Rheumatoid arthritis.
So
I'm telling you now, I'm guarantee you get curly purple hair.
I heard it was a chip. Bill Gates wants to know what's going on in your own body.
Don't get me bloody started on that, right?
Look, the point is, it is everyone's decision. The government would like you to have it, obviously. And I think there's going to be things down the track where, if you haven't had it, you're going to be prevented from doing. They're not going to say that. They're going to say you'll be included if you have it.
Totally. It's all the wording.
My theory on this, Tanya, do you remember years ago when the Gillard was in and they brought out the what tax? Climate tax. What was it again? Remember they called it something tax? Climate tax or whatever it was. They called it a tax.
Right.
And I said to her, the actual Prime Minister, on the quiet, if you called it the levy, like Medicare, no one would even, it's the fact that you use tax. Here's my argument to that. So the fact that they're calling it a vax, everyone's like, whoa. Because we don't do that when it's flu shot. Had they called it the COVID shot, I really reckon it'd be a different kind of mindset.
Really?
Just a word. Vax. Anti-vax, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because why do we not call it the flu vax? We all just go, oh, you had your flu shot? You know that word?
Yeah.
I reckon there's something in that.
Yeah, okay.
Just a word.
Yeah.
Vaccination, eh? Righto. What's going on there? Oh, you're going to get your flu shot? Oh, you just jab there, thanks.
Yeah. I still think those same people don't get the flu shot.
Well, no.
You know what I mean? They're just against all vax.
I'm talking on a more general. You're dead right. If you're against them, you're against them. I mean, the ones that are now joining in a little bit because old man radio, all of that, and that sense of someone telling you have to.
Yeah.
They're sensing, aren't they?
Yeah. Where do you guys stand on it, though? Seriously, you'll have it, Risey. I know that.
100% without question, we'll have it.
Risey, pincushion of anything you can.
And I have gone hard on anti-vaxxers in the past, but yeah, you're right. It is their decision, but I just think, I've put worse things in my body. So
have you?
Well,
let's not talk about boys' weekends, please.
You know what I mean? But no, I just do really think if everyone gets it, get back life back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the call? Will it?
No, it won't.
Probably
no. No, because it'll just...
It's really why it's your personal opinion, because it's self-protection.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
And they...
So it's not going to save the world. It's just self-protection.
And social distancing won't change.
No.
So all those things are still in place. It's just whether or not you want to look after your own health.
You don't want to get COVID. You get the vax. Well, that's what they're telling us.
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor. I sounded like Trump. But isn't it? Don't you think? Because if I get the vaccine and I can't get it, I'm not protecting you.
Well, it's not even 100% that you won't get it.
Well, there you go.
You just won't get it really badly.
I'm saying what they're telling us.
Yeah. So, Yeah, there's a lot of arguments either side.
Yeah.
And I think it just comes down to where you stand on the whole thing.
Yeah.
I gave it to the Prime Minister. We'll just keep a careful eye on Scotty, see what happens over the next few days. Yeah. What's that bloody purple curly hair coming out? Think you can get off this theme a little bit, mate? Now I need help in the bed department, do I?
Well, yeah, we're going to kill two birds with one stone here.
Righto.
Married at First Sight is now going into its 8th season starting tonight, mm-hmm. back on the TV. Mm-hmm. There's a new face popping up, which I thought you being with your new love interest might get a bit of a few tips from.
I'm good, thanks.
Alessandra Prampola is a certified clinical sexologist from San Juan in Puerto Rico with over 20 years experience, and she joins Married at First Sight on the panel of experts. Morning, Alessandra.
Good morning, Tanya, right? I'm sorry, I don't want to mispronounce your name.
It's okay.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
Very well.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to mispronounce Steve.
Tanya, right?
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it?
That's
yeah.
it.
Tanya. Yeah. Because we already know from the promos that you're all over the word pash.
Yes, I learned that one when I spent some time and, like, pretty quickly it came up. And that was new to me, so I love incorporating new things.
Well, what is your role? I mean, being a sexologist, we assume you're going to be there when things get a little bit busy in the bedroom.
Well, I think for me, what's really interesting is just being able to highlight the importance of a good sexual connection with a romantic partner for the relationship to thrive long term. And these couples, these participants, right, are coming in and forming these couples, and they're looking at a whole lot of criteria about getting along and compatibilities. And it's a big part of being in a marriage to have a good sex life, to communicate that way and to bond through the sexual connection as well. And that intimate see that ensues there. So I think my role is just to bring and highlight that. And of course, if there's anything to be discussed surrounding this issue that might be, a sore topic or a topic of discussion for a couple, I think it's important that they do so. So I help them along the way.
As sexologists, are you a strong advocate for the traditional Australian foreplay of tap, tap, tap? Are you still awake?
Of course not. Are you kidding? No. We're going to advocate for everything that's not that. We really celebrate the process.
Oh, that's me, yeah.
And the way to orgasm. I think really the beauty of sexuality, of the sexual play, is being able to really savor and enjoy the route towards your goal. It's really not about the goal. So if you just tap goal, then you're there in 2 seconds and it's too quick. So no.
The thing about your profession...
It's a longer route.
Yeah. The thing about your profession, though, Alessandra, I'd imagine being with people at the start of the relationship is not really where your expertise exists. I would have thought you'd be more suited to someone that's been in a relationship for a long time and you're trying to keep that relationship happening. You're trying to keep the magic alive. And how do you get that after you've been together forever?
Well, really not necessarily, because the thing is, sexuality impacts us all, no matter what stage in life we are. So yes, a person that's in trouble with their sex life in their marriage or in their long-term relationship, of course, you would assume that they would go seek the help of a sexologist. Some people right off the bat have issues with not really understanding their expectations and the limits and really knowing how to communicate and go around that. And sometimes that presents an issue earlier in a relationship. Sometimes it's a matter of self-confidence or really feeling like you have good knowledge of what to do in certain situations or technique-wise, or a whole array of different reasons for people to consult with a sexologist. And in my case in particular, my focus in my career has always been pleasure-oriented, not problem-oriented. So, yes, I deal a lot with people just wanting to have better sex lives.
Okay, well, what about some tips then?
On what?
on it, just say you have been together forever.
Sorry, I'm out here. I know Tanya had a few questions.
No, but I would imagine...
Please,
that,
join us.
I'm kidding. Okay. Who's the most common to bail out of sex? I'm asking this on a gender basis, all right? And, of course, there are gay couples and things like that, but I'm using this as a gender example in couples. Is it usually the woman that always has a headache?
Based in traditional heterosexual couples?
Yeah.
Are we basing on traditional heterosexual
couples? Yes, on traditional,
okay.
Yes. Is it usually the guy has to fight harder for it than the girl?
Oh, not necessarily, especially among 40, 50-year-olds. I get so many consults of women who are frustrated because they're ready to get it on and their partners are evading having sex and having as much of a sex drive, having issues with their performance and maybe shying away a little bit. So not I don't think that's the case. I think that's been like a misconception for a long time. But in the especially in the age range of a woman over 40, where she's much more comfortable with her sexuality and is enjoying it more. And of course, partner-wise, they can begin having some problems with their performance.
Okay. Well, there's so much we could talk to you about, but I don't think it's probably prudent for breakfast radio, because I'm more interested in what you do then. How can you get things back on track? But can you say that? What would you suggest?
How do you get things back on track? I think it's important to focus on reprioritizing, to focus on reconnecting with fantasy so that you're able to have sexy thoughts that will then lead to desire reuniting. Mm. Desire doesn't come out of a vacuum. You have to put a context, and fantasies oftentimes play that role. So they're very important to reconnect with, as well as masturbatory play, just to reconnect with body sensations and know what to tell your partner that you like and suits you. Mm. So I think there's a little like really nice reconnection, self-work to do, and of course good communication and keeping things fresh, so the fantasies are going to come in handy for the keeping and fresh part.
All right,
to get more creative.
We will see you on the TV tonight. Maths returns.
Yes.
Those fantasies.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alessandra.
Those fantasies, Tanya. Michael's Jacker dressing up as Little Bo Peep. He's had enough. Think of something else.
Okie dokie. All right. Can he borrow your Batman suit?
Sure.
Hey, as we well know, our Prime Minister got the jab yesterday, and then 20 others got the jab as well, the first COVID jab.
Yep.
Those 20 were taken from frontline workers, emergency people, all that sort of, all the frontliners.
And what are they calling today, Tanya?
They're calling today V-Day, which is Vaccination Day. From today, they're going to roll out 35,000 jabs with critical workers over the next 3 weeks.
Needles. Don't the kiddies love it?
Yay!
Well, the kiddies aren't in line for a very long time.
True. We don't care about them. No, I know they're least likely.
Yeah.
I know.
So phase 1A begins today, then it moves to 1B. I think for the rest of us, the rest of the population, it'll probably be mid-year by the time they get to all of us.
Except for one person that we know who's probably going to shove old people and children and vulnerable out of the way just to get one.
Risey.
Yeah, 100%. I'm coming for it!
I guarantee you he will dress up as an elderly person if he had a chance
That's
of getting it.
It's not a bad idea, actually.
Well, Risey, you do have it in perspective, don't you? Because they're not saying if you have the jab, it doesn't 100% guarantee you won't get it.
It's
like the flu shot. Yeah. It doesn't 100% guarantee you won't get it.
Absolutely. There's so many different strains and so many different kind of variants and things like that. But, yeah, I'll get it just because I believe it will lower my chances of
That's
of
what they're saying. It's an extra layer of protection for you.
It's like if you drink a glass of milk before you start drinking. I learned that from Potsy on Happy Days.
Well, if that's the way it helps you to understand it, Stephen, that's what you should take
there
away
you
with
are,
you.
That, yeah, from a medical perspective.
I certainly don't think you take it, all of a sudden, miracle, you are 100% immune from getting
thing.
It.
There is just, you notice, there you go, there's something. You know what all the disinfectants you get? Do you notice it always says 99%?
Mm. Effective, yes.
Well, that's where the vaccine is.
They
can't
claim
100.
You
can't.
No way.
So it is 99%.
And it's such a new vaccine, and it's such an evolving virus. Like it's only been around in the population for 12 months or whatever.
Yeah, and there has been some negative setbacks for some.
Yeah.
Very few, but there has been, and they've been very honest about that.
Can you remember off the top of your head any of them?
Yeah, but I can't pronounce them. They're conditions that, I'm not even going to pretend I can pronounce. Yep. So, but that was like four in the whole world, in a whole trial. Mm. So, but for the rest of us, things like, maybe a headache, maybe a bit of fever, maybe a bit of localized pain where the jab goes in. But really, they wouldn't have approved it.
No way.
I don't believe if they were worried about it.
After you've had the jab and it does protect you, How long before you can take that chip that Bill Gates has put into the vaccination?
That's there forever,
vaccination?
I think.
Can you get that out after you got rid of the dangers?
Yeah, I think Bryce is right. It's there forever.
Yeah,
you're screwed. I'm really curious, though, if people are listening right now going, oh, but I'm not having it.
Yeah.
Unless it's a medical reason, what would their reasoning be, do you think?
Not knowing what's in it.
And that's purely...
Oh, I mean, that's my opinion. I'm presuming they're just going, I don't want to take it back, you know.
Mm.
Probably the same people that won't do a flu shot.
Probably.
Is my guess.
Yeah.
You know, there are people in the world that, like us, will just go, yeah, all right, the government said it's all right, yeah, okay, I'm fine with it, you know, if it'll help. And there are others are going, I don't trust anybody, you know, with my body, and I certainly don't like the government telling me I should have it, which they're not.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of human rights stuff going on in their brains as well, regardless of whether the vax is good or bad.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
I agree. And we can't be, we can't just be sheep. People have to have their own
opinions. Oh, you know where I stand with that, Dee.
Yeah.
On this, however, I'm quite willing to have it.
Same.
So am I.
They use me and you two on the vulnerable list of if we do get COVID, not good for either of us, is it? For diabetes and
all Hashimoto's,
the long list of things that Tanya has. We'll get to that later. But truly, so personally, and I'm not a conformist. Happy to get it.
Same.
Whatever. Like I got the flu shot. I was anti-flu shot for ages and I got it and I haven't had the flu for 3 years.
Yeah. And you know when people, the anti-vaxxers, use the argument that, well, hang on, why should I get a vaccine for something that half the population, when they are told you just tested positive, don't have any symptoms?
Mm.
So I understand that. They go, well, why am I getting a vaccine for something that's not making me sick anyway?
Yeah.
Well, my argument to that is I would get the vaccine because I wouldn't want to carry it, even though I might be asymptomatic,
and
give it to my vulnerable parents.
Exactly.
Another vulnerable member of society.
Totally. Yeah.
That's kind of why I go, well, I hear your argument, but I just don't agree with it.
Yeah.
Because, yes, you can be a carrier with no symptoms, but you could carry it to someone that could die from it.
Mm.
Definitely.
That's why I would get it without hesitation.
The only thing I'm not anti about. The only thing I'm finding amusing is a bit like the New Year's Eve thing when we're all saying goodbye to 2020 because everything's going to get better.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like that about the vax. They're selling the vax like, here we go, if we all do this, we're all good as gold. No, we're not.
No, and I must say, Steve, they really did a good job of that reporting it yesterday.
Okay.
Because they were saying, don't think that in 2 weeks it's all going to be, our borders will never close again, or suddenly we can start travelling again. That's not going to happen anytime soon.
But I think there's a little bit of flag waving too, as we've got the vax, we're a great government.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
But, hey, look, up to you. The end of the day, up to you. And by the sounds of it, everyone listening to the show, it's going to be, what, a month away, more?
Yeah.
Before we're leaving.
We don't even know when Newcastle opens, so to speak, when the John Hunter starts handing out the jabs.
We'll just keep an eye on the PM and see what happens to him. Hey? He's had his he was first to go.
Yep.
We'll keep our eye on Scotty, see what happens.
Tanya and Steve. Newcastle's 102.9 Triple M boarding call for Canberra. It's going to happen very soon.
Absolutely disgusting displays at the tennis last night, Tanya.
Well, if you stayed up to watch Djokovic just nail it, three sets gone, bang, stunning performance.
I only found out about the booing this morning. I bailed up. Yep, saw the wind. Good move.
Well, it was at the medal ceremony. Ah. So we had the Australian tennis, the Tennis Australia president, Jane, what's her last name? Hoodlicker?
No, I think so.
Yeah, I like Hoodlicker.
I'm just not sure how to pronounce it correctly.
That's what
I think Tanya's was more
anyway,
correct.
She was up there congratulating the players, obviously. But I think she thought maybe she read the mood wrong because, you know, yesterday they actually unofficially started the V-Day jabs, Vaccine Day.
Yeah.
And so I think she was sort of going, well, isn't it great? You know, things are maybe going to get back to normal.
Well, the Victorians weren't feeling like that, were they?
Not at all. Have a listen.
Both players and, frankly, all of the players over the course of the last 3 weeks have been playing under exceptional circumstances. In fact, the last 12 months have been exceptional circumstances for everybody around the world. It's been a time of heartfelt challenge. It's been a time of deep loss and extraordinary sacrifice for everyone. And with vaccinations on the way, rolling out in many countries around the world, it's now a time for optimism and hope for the future.
on to say, without you, we could not have done this. And she was talking about the Victorian state government.
Yep.
Another chorus of boos.
I haven't heard boos like that since Parramatta last played.
Yeah, that was strong boos. I thought there might have been the odd boo when I read that story this morning.
No, that was it was a crowd boo.
A crowd.
What do you reckon they're booing at?
Well,
I couldn't work it out. What she said didn't... I mean, I haven't lived through what the Victorians have lived through, but I don't know, it just didn't seem like it should bring on a boo.
I agree.
I thought it sounded weird.
It did, because you kind of go, well, are you booing the fact that you don't agree with the COVID vaccine?
Yeah, surely
there can't be that many anti-vaxxers at the tennis last night.
It was odd.
Or are they booing the fact that, yeah, it's been a terrible year? I don't know. It was a confusing boo.
Definitely. Actually, funny you say that.
Funny you say that
because the boo could have just been, yeah, you're right, boo, what a year we've had.
Yeah. Well, that's how I kind of took it at first.
Oh. But then the boos kept going with talking about Dan Andrews and talking about the Victorian government.
If they hadn't booed Dan Andrews and the thanking of the government, I would have gone with the first thought. But no, I do think they are just Victorians cranky. And there was a lot of anti-vaxxers there.
And getting a little over the what they're considering there, overreactions to outbreaks.
She did a great job, though, because it didn't ruffle her.
She was pretty good.
I told you I was booed once really badly at a Johnny Farnham concert.
I'm sure you handled it well.
I nearly cried, and then I got cranky with John Farnham.
Yeah, there you are.
Because he wouldn't do an encore.
She doesn't like a boo.
It was my job to go, John's not coming for an encore, you have to all go home. That's what happened. I stood up there in front of 10,000 people at Tempest 2 going, it's not me, it's John. He doesn't want to come and sing for you.
It doesn't sound like her, does it, guys?
You were blaming John Farnham.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to sing for you.
Can you imagine? Seriously, we know you well enough, Jenya. If they had to keep going, you can all get stuck.
Absolutely.
I think I did say that.
Yeah, she gets a bit cranky.
Then I went out the back and got John into a headlock and gave him an uppercut.
Just do save you, idiot. Save me.
I might not have done that, but I certainly thought it.
Oh, I bet you did. Yeah. Oh, there's nothing like a good boo.
Only boo. Well, no, there's been more, but that's the most memorable.
Yeah, well, we stopped doing those outside broadcasts.
It's 8 past 8. This is Tanya and Steve at Newcastle's 102.9 Triple M.
They're calling it V-Day. Not Valentine's. That was 2 weeks ago.
Or Victory.
It's a vaccination day. So this is when the country starts rolling out the first of 35,000 jabs over the next 3 weeks. We have been talking about this throughout the morning, but we're curious to know if you're one of the people listening right now who staunchly say, no, not for me, why?
1-3-3-5-3. Absolutely no judgment.
No.
We just want to have a quick chat and find out why not.
No, you're only talking to us. We're not online.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't have an opinion.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? You're right. I don't know any that are any groups that have said to me, no way in the world, to me in my circle.
No.
But then again, in my circle as well, not over talking about this.
Yeah,
because the rollout's so far away for your average person, it'll probably be a question that'll be raised as it gets closer to the possibility. Because at the moment, none of us are on the list.
No, we're not.
In that round, I mean, you know.
No.
So be it V-Day, it's because it's kickoff, but it's not personally affected a lot of people at this point. However, the anti-vaxxers, so to call them that, are being, they've got opinions about it.
They're very vocal over the weekend. There was rallies in every capital city, even here in Newcastle.
Yeah.
So they're out and about. So if you are, and I'm not asking for anti-vaxxers, just, you might even have the flu shot, but you've decided against having this particular vaccination. For what reason? We'd love to know.
Yeah, 1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you.
I have heard it fades your curtains.
Is that what it is?
That, I heard that. Right. Fade your curtains. Okay. Or is that daylight saving? I don't know.
All of us have been talking about it this morning and we're all going to get it.
Yep.
But yeah, everyone's allowed to get it. It's not compulsory at this stage. And we've got Tony who's given us a call and I don't believe he's going to get it done.
What do you think, Tone?
No, not until they test it more than what they've done, because they test everything else longer. Until they test it, I'm not getting it done.
Okay, and what about members of your family group, Tony? Where is everybody sitting?
The same.
Everyone's the same.
Yep.
Okay.
Do you think they rushed it, Tony?
That's right. They rushed it too quick.
Yeah.
Are you a flu jab man?
No, because I've never had the flu and I don't get the flu.
Okay. Interesting. Thanks, Tony, for the call.
There you go. Thank you, Tony. We'll go to Pete here, Tanner and Steve.
What do you reckon, Pete?
Mate, I'm not a non-vaxxer. I'm all for it, but I just don't trust it. I think they're just telling us that they've got the cure and all that. I think they're just blowing a bit of hot air at the moment. I'd like to see a bit further down the track and actually have it where it's a dead set certainty. I just don't think they've got it done yet.
Mm-hmm. And what about people in your immediate circle, Pete?
This isn't something we really talk about, and it's not that it's not something that we talk about. That's just my beliefs, you know. But once, you know, another 12 months down the track, and it goes, yeah, because, I mean, I get the flu shot and all that sort of stuff, so. But, yeah, 12 months down the track, and they go, yeah, we've got it sorted, bang, I'll line me up.
Yeah.
What about things like if you wanted to travel and they're saying no jab, no fly, no jab, no cruise, all that kind of stuff?
You had to throw that one in, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Well, it's a good question.
And the bottom line is, Pete, if we go to travel overseas pre all of this and they said we had to have a jab or something, we'd just do it.
Yeah.
Mate, 100%, line me up.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, you change quickly.
Hey, if that gets me to Bali, I'm there.
Wow.
I'm telling you now, Pete, you might be all good to go to Bali, but it still makes your curtains fade, mate, so I wouldn't take it if I were you. All right? And it makes your hair curly.
How quick did Pete...
You've got to have it to go curly, Steve.
That's right, mate.
Hang on. Pete. How quick did Pete turn?
So quick.
I would not like to be in the trenches with you, Pete.
She's all good.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't mind being in the trenches with Pete because he's like, I'm not having a vaccine to save your life. Do you want to go to Bali?
Yes, needle me. Hey, that should be, the government should be looking at that kind of thing to get people to take it, shouldn't they?
Free trip to Bali when it opens?
Absolutely.
What about you, Luke? Why aren't you going to have the vax?
Just because this, the Pfizer vaccine that they're going with to start with, it's a new form of therapy called an mRNA-style vaccine, which is first time anything like that's ever been tried. Personally, I'm young, fit and healthy, and I've got a virtually 100% survival rate. So I got the virus itself, and, you know, just down the track, the unknown consequences or potential consequences of that new type of therapy just aren't studied or known in any real sense yet.
What about the AstraZeneca one, though? Because the Pfizer, it seems like there's only a very small number of those being rolled out in this country. Most of us will be offered the AstraZeneca. Mm. How do you feel about that one?
Well, I guess that's more of a traditional type vaccine. And, you know, I'd certainly be more open to taking that. But, yeah, I'd probably want to wait and see as well, just because I think even that's being developed on a pretty quick timeline and... you know, there's probably not enough data on any side effects and stuff like that yet.
Okay.
Thanks, Luke. Really appreciate the call.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I think a lot of people are saying, I just feel like they've rushed it for those that aren't getting it.
I think you're right. The general consensus of people who aren't keen are, has it really been tested enough?
Yeah.
You know, it takes years and years to come up with others, but this one suddenly took 8 months.
But as long as they roll out the advertisements with, and if you want to go to Bali, you need to get the jab.
There you go.
They'll be fine.
I'm really liking that.
Yeah, I like that. I really think the government should use that in their advertising campaigns, definitely.
I know for the balance of the show, I'm the anti-vaxxer here. I may swing, though, if they offer me a trip to Bali, which I can't go to. That'll be terrific.
Well, you know, if they offered the jab and 10,000 baht...
Oh, yeah, imagine that. And because you convert it.
Yeah,
Here's your jab and here's your dollar.
I was going to say 30 cents.
Well, you're probably right.
Still buy a case of Bintangs over there. Sweet.
You know what? I think we see more anti-vaxxers. Do you use that term, or people that aren't going to take it on TV? You know why? Because you can put a camera to make it look like a whole lot of people.
Yeah. Well, we've got 100,000 people listening right now, and we had 3 phone calls.
Yeah.
So the majority of people will be obviously getting the vax.
We all want to go to Bali too.
I think you'll find we've got a few more listeners than that. Don't underestimate
us. Sorry, 2 million.
2 million people a day. I tell my mates.
Tanya and Steve are back tomorrow from 6.
Harvey Norman, Newcastle and the Hunter are the cooking appliance specialists. Get there today and start tomorrow great.